Now to our found recipes series, and again we're getting real and going retro. Last week we were all about the crock pot, and this week, casserole. Today we have help from a pair of queens out of Austin, Texas.
Hi, I'm Sandy Pollock.
And I'm Crystal Cook.
And we're the casserole queens.
I am often surprised that casseroles are not more embraced.
And we're just proud to be sort of the spokespeople for bringing back the 9x13.
Why? Because casseroles are delicious and easy. Plus, that 9x13 baking dish can feed a hungry herd, especially if it's a King Ranch casserole with chicken, tortillas, and cheese.
Beautiful South Texas flavors, great Tex-Mex, nice and spicy, cheesy, gooey, yummy warmness.
The taste of her childhood. As an adult, Sandy Pollock is a bona fide ambassador for this Texas dish.
King Ranch casserole, high, proud, and loud, baby girl. Woo!
Her business partner, Crystal Cook, she's not feeling it. She's from Georgia. She wanted to update Sandy's family recipe with a modern spin, but she quickly learned why they say, don't mess with Texas.
When Sandy introduced this casserole to me, it's kind of got all the negative connotations that we try to fight as casserole queens every day. It's got not one, but two cans of cream of something in them. So I went to go change the way this King Ranch casserole was developed. But Sandy, came in.
Put the ixnay on that,
buddy.
Yeah,
fast.
There's just some things that you just don't mess with, you know? And this was something that I have such specific memories about this dish as a kid that it just...
It's just the way your mama made it.
It's the way mama made it. Thank you, mama. Essentially, it is like all the flavors of South Texas. It's got Mexican cheeses. It's got Rotel tomatoes, which are, you know, a mixture of tomato and green chilies. And it's nice and it's got a kick. And it's got, yes, we've got the two cans of cream soups in there. But they really just mellow everything out and some corn tortillas. It's essentially like maybe a Mexican lasagna or like a deconstructed sort of enchilada plate. King Ranch casserole. The history of it is a little murky. Nobody really knows 100% where it came from.
I would say it's iffy at best.
But the name comes from a ranch. It's the biggest ranch, one of the biggest ranches in the world, and it's called the King Ranch, and it's in Kingsville, Texas. But it's unlikely that it comes from that area simply because it's a beef ranch, and this has chicken in it, and so, you know, there's all that goes with it.
And they were very, very proud of their beef. And I actually read a funny article, basically the late Mary Clayburgh, who was the wife of the owner of the ranch, said she used to cringe, like her heart would drop every time some little well-meaning hostess would come to her house and present King Ranch casserole to her because they didn't have anything to do with it. and probably particularly didn't like it.
She was eating chicken and really all she wanted was a big hunk of beef.
Exactly.
Even if it didn't come from King Ranch, I'm just glad it exists. I don't care what the history is as long as it's in my belly.
Well, and what I love about that is like any comfort food, it might sound weird to somebody else, but it's very regional. It's very specific to people's families.
Absolutely.
And dear to their hearts. And so your love for it has made me love it. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Crystal.
Crystal Cook and Sandy Pollock, the casserole queens. You can get a King Ranch casserole in your belly by following their recipe. It's at our Found Recipes page at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.